mom surviving life. Tough questions, real answers, awesome hacks.
Hello and welcome to Mom Surviving Life. Today, Erica and I are going to talk about road tripping with toddlers. We are going to talk about everything you need for long car rides with toddlers. As always, please subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you are listening to us on, and please follow us on social media. So before we start, Erica has taken the kids solo on a trip 1.5 hours and 3 hours on her own. And I'm about to head on a 10-hour road trip over an international border.
You're going to do great.
Yes. I'm not really worried about it, but we'll see. Ella has a nap in both days, so she will. I'm hoping she has naps, and I'm hoping my brother's kids stay in their own car.
You could always be like, listen, we'll do part of the trip where the kids get to be together, but when it's Ella's nap time, Ella has to be by herself. Yeah. That should be a happy compromise for them.
Yeah. Here's hoping. All righty. So first things first is, when is the best time to leave for a long road trip? This is
with you on this, just so we're aware.
So this is what works best for you and not anybody else. So through the night, if possible, because if your kids sleep well in the car, which is key, then they can just sleep in the car. But I've never done it. So I know I have friends that have done it and it's worked fine for them. But I am not that person who can sleep through, like drive through the night, because I'm very much a sleep all night person. So it's just an option.
In theory, it's a good idea. However, my kids do not sleep very well unless they're in their bed. So I think that driving through the night, especially as toddlers, may not be the best idea, because they may not sleep at all.
Right.
And then you're flipped your toddler days and nights, and you're on vacation and you're already tired.
Right.
My best suggestion is, if you can plan an extra day on either end for travel, that's probably your best bet, because you're also going to be tired. They're going to be tired. Their entire routine's totally messed up. And then you can use that night to reset and start tomorrow.
Yeah, I agree. We're breaking our 10-hour drive into hopefully a 3-hour and a 7-hour drive. It's really not. It's 8 hours, but really by the time you add stops and everything, it's going to be closer to 10. So if not longer. So we will see how it all works out. Maybe when I come back, we can have a how did it all go little mini session.
Yeah. When I took the girls on my 3-hour road trip, which by the way was just from Windsor to London to go see Carla, we went down on the night before and then we came back on Sunday. It was a long drive by myself. We started out coloring Ella's cards and then we got food, and my kids are, I don't want to say slow eaters because they're toddlers, so I feel like they eat at a regular pace, but I feel like they eat really slow only because I eat as a server. I'm always the first one done my meal because servers are don't chew, just inhale.
Yeah. You don't have time to eat. Inhale.
My kids take 45 minutes to eat their food. So that really ate a huge chunk of time when we were driving. So if you can feed them as you're driving, and we'll touch on food later. And then afterwards they colored again, which if your toddler likes to color, I'm going to post links to our actual setup. I can take pictures of it, because my kids will color for an hour in the car, which I know it sounds like a really long time, but that kills so much time when you're on a road trip. and with crayons, not markers, just so we're clear.
Crayons don't mark stuff. I'm markers because Ella likes to color on the doors of the car with her crayons. So I'm bringing the Color Wonder mess-free markers.
Oh, the ones that don't actually mark anything except
yes. Purple.
Those would be a good idea. I don't own those. I got the 40-pack of they actually draw on anything, because they were a good deal on Amazon when I was on one of the Facebook groups. And then the last hour, I didn't plan anything. So I had to listen to my kids have meltdowns, which was poor planning on my part. And I now know how to have a better road trip when we come back to Windsor.
So for us, we're leaving in the morning, the day before we actually get to the cottage. And we're stopping for breakfast with friends once we cross the border, which although I live like 2 seconds from the border, it's been a little crazy lately. So we're just planning ahead that it could be a long time at the border. And then we have friends right across the border, have breakfast with them, and then we're going to get going on our way. Hopefully she burns a bunch of energy with our friend's son and then has a good nap in the car. And then we're going to the zoo when we get there. So she needs to nap.
Fingers crossed. Something else I would say that I put in my car on the way to Windsor that I didn't do on the way home from Hamilton was I put sunshades in my car to make the back appear darker. And I turned the radio down. If you're one of those people that can listen to like something repetitive on the radio, like low, like music, but not like heavy metal or something that's like a really poppy beat, like I feel like that would be better. I personally will listen to a podcast, partly because I find that it just, there's not a lot of music, the volume is kind of baseline, and the kids just use it as background noise and end up falling asleep.
Yeah, they don't care what's being said. They just want to, they're just like, all right, and I'm out. So having manageable breaks, especially on like a long road trip, helps the kids a lot. Get out, stretch, let them run around, like, they're being contained in a chair for a long period of time. So let them run around as much as possible. And if they're sleeping, let them sleep and just keep going. If you don't have to stop, don't stop. My sister, who has no kids, is like, we're going to stop here and here. And I'm like, no, we're not. If my kid is sleeping, I am not stopping. I will see, like, you can catch up to me later. Don't care. I am not stopping. Like, if you need to stop, stop. But I'm like, she's got this in her, it in her mind that we're all driving together. And I'm like, that's not happening. If you guys need to stop, then I'm not stopping. Like, you're on your own.
How are you guys communicating on your way down?
Our phones.
I wasn't sure if you were going to use international calling or not.
Me, my sister, and my sister-in-law all, because of where we live, all have international calling all the time. So it doesn't matter.
I was going to say bring walkie-talkies, but those only work
if you're close.
Yeah. You're like 4 miles away, like, over. There's no one there.
My other thing before we move on is I'm putting Ella in like her sleepy time diapers, which is diapers 2 sizes bigger than what she normally wears. Just because if she, like on a normal day, like 2 hours in a regular diaper and she's done, like she needs a bottom change. So I'm hoping that for like the 3 hour drive, we can make it a little longer. Or if she does fall asleep, then we're good. We don't have to worry about her peeing the car seat and stuff. Like, I just want to ensure that we're okay, especially for the car ride. Like, a bigger diaper is going to absorb more too, so she can go longer without a bum change. Like, obviously if she poops, I'm going to change her bum, but if she's sleeping, I don't want to wake her up, and I'd rather just last as long as possible if she does fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. I know with the girls, like, I changed them right before we left both times, and I always try and make sure that I have like the diaper change stuff like right there. Which is the other thing that you need to do when you plan a road trip is make sure the stuff that you need is accessible within seconds. You really should be planning 2 bags for your kids. Like, one is the bag that you're taking with all their stuff in it for the vacation. And the other one is like a thing of wipes, some diapers, their diaper cream, extra food pouches, their stuffy, their soother, their blanket, their pillow, all the stuff that they're going to need in the backseat of the car that you can just hand them.
Absolutely. You can try and plan your stops along the way, but it's next to impossible. You're going to stop whenever they need to stop.
And if you have to stop with them, go pee. Yes. I did this. Oh my God. I did this on the way down to Windsor. So we stopped, like we left the house and we were coloring Ella's card. And then about 20 minutes in, we're in London and then I got the girls food, but I was on a restriction diet. So I wasn't eating. So I was just driving. So they were in the back eating. And then by the time we got to about the West Lauren exit, they were like, I don't want to eat anymore. And that's a pretty solid chunk. Like between North London and West, like North London to West Lauren is a pretty decent chunk of time when they were eating. So then I took like their food away and they wanted to color again. I should have went pee at this point, but I was like, no, no, it's fine. I got this. I'm going to like push through. I'm going to be a trooper. By the time we got to like Chatham, I was like, I'm going to pee my pants, which was stupid on my part because I'm like, I should have just went pee in West Lauren. And then we could have just kept going, but that's not what happened. So I had to pull over and make an additional stop for myself just to go to the bathroom. And I couldn't leave them in the car. So I have to go pee so bad. I had to get Kinsley out. I had to get Reagan out. I had to grab my purse. I'm holding both kids. I'm like, hey, nobody have a meltdown or mommy's going to pee your pants.
Yeah.
Like it was so bad. And I think you texted me like, where are you at? And I'm like, Chatham, I have to pee.
Yeah.
So if you're going to end up taking a break and you're like I haven't gone to the bathroom in a couple hours and like, I'm stopping to let the kids out, go pee, go to the bathroom, make yourself go to the bathroom. So you can last the additional 2 hours to the next checkpoint.
Yeah, 100%. Very important. Also, be ready for the unexpected blowout, meltdown, shroom removal. Even if you're with two people, like you still got to get someone in the back seat if they decide to start throwing shoes.
I legit just posted on here. I'm like, also remove shoes prior to travel. Like, just do it. Do you know how many times I'm bringing my kids home from daycare? And like, I'm by myself in the car with my kids. Do you know how many times I literally have had to pull over on the side of the road? Daycare is 20 minutes from my house. I have to pull over because one of my kids has removed her croc, not fully off, but like up over her heel and she can't get it back on. And I'm just like, it's fine. But then they're having a meltdown and you're like, I don't want to listen to this. So it's a lot easier when you're traveling to just take their shoes off.
Yeah. Then you don't have to worry about it at all.
Yes.
All right. Snacks for the road. So, like, honestly, pack, like, your go-to snacks. Like, for me, it's Puffs, Cheerios, Goldfishes, pouches, granola bars. Ella's a snacker. She's not like a, I want to eat a meal. It's a, I'm just going to munch on this, and then I'm going to munch on that kind of girl.
And see, my kids are very much like, mommy, what are you eating? I want that. And I'm like, no. Especially when I was on the restriction diet, I could only eat certain things. So like going down to Windsor, I ate before we left. And then I fed them Wendy's, which is their favorite. And I was eating carrots and celery. And by carrots and celery, I mean like 4 pieces of carrot and then the rest was celery because I couldn't have a lot of carrots. And like Kinsley's like, mommy, I want some. And then she would take the celery, bite it. And I'd be like, I don't want this. I'm like, of course you don't. Why would you eat celery when you have French fries?
Yeah.
What crazy child is like, no, I don't want French fries. I want celery. Like, of course, kid. So then she would take a bite and then she'd want to give it back to me. And I'm like, I'm not doing this with every celery stick. Like,
no.
No. So my tricks for fast food are, especially if you have more than one kid, order off the value meal, like, or the value meal, order off the value menu and then just like divide their food up. Like my kids eat half a hamburger, 1.5 chicken nuggets. And then between the three of us, we will split a large fry. It actually works out to more food and it's cheaper than the Happy Meals. And if your kids are dead set on getting a toy, just go to the dollar store and pick out a toy for them. Again, it's still cheaper than getting them Happy Meals.
Yeah. Packing snacks that your kid rarely gets and like is a treat that they get excited about is also a bonus. Like it's vacation. They can have a little bit of junk food here and there along the trip to get them through and have them be excited and happy for a little while, if it helps.
I make my kids trail mix.
Oh, nice. And
it's a different trail mix. So I do the Eggo cereal, Puffs, Goldfish, either Honey Nut or Multigrain Cheerios. And then I do M&M minis or micro mini eggs. And then also the dollar store has these Dino Sour gummies that both my kids are obsessed with. So I'll throw some of those in or some gummy ring pops or some gummy bears. And then they get those in their little, like, I don't know, it's like a clawed container. What are those called?
I don't know. Like a snack container for toddlers.
It's a child. Yeah, it's a toddler snack container.
Like spill-proof container.
Yeah, it's not the gyro bowl. It's the one that has like the webbing on the top. You got to stick your hand in and you can pull something out.
Yeah.
Make sure your kid can't pull the lid off.
Yeah, my kid does that all the time.
Reagan does, and then it goes everywhere. She's like, I don't know where it went. I also will do banana marshmallows, but only like one or two.
All right. I might have to make some trail mix. We are also big fans of bento boxes. Not that we're like, not even like, we don't have real ones by any means, but
President's choice for the win.
Yes. But I plan on putting like fruit and stuff in mine. So I can keep it in the cooler really easily and just pull it out when she wants some here and there along the way. I think it's the best bet.
You have more than one bento box? See, okay. I have more than one. So I would, if I was going on a road trip with the girls, I would plan like one or two of them. Like I'd have one that's like dry snacks. So like the trail mix and like the marshmallows and all that kind of stuff.
See, Ella's not good at not making a mess. So,
and see, like, this is the other thing. I'm like, stuff, no chocolate. Harder.
Yeah. Whereas like the fruit isn't as bad. I also plan on bringing a bowl. No, I plan on bringing a bowl so Shane can just take, like, I just don't want to pack. I feel like the bento box, Shane can easily grab, put some strawberries in a contain, like in a bowl for her and hand her the bowl and not hand her the bento box. Shane is going to learn a lot about what you can and cannot give a toddler when we're driving. Like juice boxes.
I would also, at the very beginning of the trip, give Shane a whole package of wipes unopened and be like, this has to last the entire way down. And watch his face as terror sets over. As you guys are 4 hours in, he has like two wipes left.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Obviously, pack no leak sippy cups. Like, I plan on packing milk, water, and juice for Ella for the drive.
Have you thought about doing Pedialyte, too, instead of juice? That's what I give my kids, and I love it.
She's not a big fan of Pedialyte, but she likes the Pedialyte freezies, but I don't think I can bring any this week.
Why can't you bring those as an ice pack? And then if they thaw, you just throw them back in the freezer when you get there.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe I'll do that. That would work. And make sure you can access the snacks. Like, I plan on putting one cooler close to us and then one cooler in the back, because we're doing all the grocery shopping that first night after we go to the zoo. Me and my sister-in-law are going grocery shopping while dad's put the kids to bed. So wish them good luck.
Can you bring me food back from the States? I'm probably going to end up making my own U.S. trip to get food.
I feel like we're not going to have room coming back. We're going to have, what are we, like, we have golf clubs going. We have a wagon going. We're, like, two sets of golf clubs going. We're going golfing. I can't golf at all, but I'm going to go golfing.
The one all thing, right, too, that I'll add about, like, the juice and the milk and stuff is, if you have, like, my kids have Yetis. That, like, it's a flip top nozzle that they can drink out of. For me, the best thing that I could do as far as recommending anything is, please, for the love of God, teach your kid how to close their water bottle if their water bottle closes. Like, my kids both know how to do it. And as soon as I see their water bottle isn't closed, I'm like, close it or I'm taking it.
Do their bottles, like their water bottles, fit in their cup holders?
Not really.
Oh.
They sit in their lap. Or they sit beside them. They do if you like shove it in, but then they can't take it out and put it back in. Right. So I have to get secondary cup holders, which I'm looking at getting at some point, but I don't want to spend, like, certain brands like Munchkin have them for like $17. And I'm like, I need to buy two.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at like a third party market thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next on the list, have a sleep strategy, especially for long trips. At some point, I'm sure your toddler is going to need a nap. So for me, Ella is going to nap both days in the car driving. So she'll have her midday nap from like noon till 2. Obviously, I don't think it's going to be noon till 2, but if we get an hour, great. I also plan on bringing her sound machine because my new car will have USBs in the back and my sound machine is a USB. So I plan on just plugging it in and cranking it up and I can listen to the sound machine while we listen to the radio. It's fine.
That sounds amazing.
Right? Also, like, bring their favorite stuffed animal, a blanket.
Bring their soothers.
Yeah, I don't
know. If your toddler still uses a soother like mine do for nap, make sure they have it for their nap.
And bring extra in case they lose some.
If you have that, like, thing that clips onto their shirt and on, like, has the soother, do that, because when they're sitting up, they're more likely to spit it out, and then they can find it and shove it back in. I know this from experience.
So you put recline their seats.
So I have Graco Extendifits. I have three settings on forward-facing car seats. If you put their car seat on like four, it's the same recline as a newborn. So it does actually recline pretty far back. It doesn't look like it, but they do sit pretty far back and it is pretty comfortable. So I did that with the girls and Reagan passed right out. Kinsley, I think Kinsley's going to wean from nap before Reagan does, honestly. But I reclined them back. I gave them their stuffy. I gave them their blanket. They had their soothers in. They were going. Kinsley then decided, I'm not going to go anywhere. And I'm just like, child.
I wanted my quiet time.
So she.
I never thought of that. Quiet with food. I have the same car seat as you. So I can definitely do that. All right. So prepare for your road trip activities. So things I'm planning on bringing, and then Erica can tell me some extra things that I should bring. So I'm bringing finger puppets because Ella loves them and she is entertained by them for a long period of time, and they're small. I'm bringing some books. I'm bringing coloring. So I'm going to bring her magnetic drawing board because she likes that a lot. And I'm also going to bring her Color Wonder No Mess markers and coloring books. I was going to bring a couple puzzles, because I have them all in like separate bags and they're neatly organized. So I was going to do a couple of those, and they, again, don't take up a lot of room. And I was going to grab a couple of her birthday presents that have been hidden away to like, here, something new and exciting for you to play with that you haven't played with yet. So that's my plan. Erica has on here, get a car seat tray, which I did buy the same one you have. You just need to teach me how to use it.
What do you mean?
So Shane got the package. Ella opened it, took the paper, or Shane opened it and Ella took the paper. And now there's nothing with it. So I don't even know how to use it. So I might have to go on the website.
Oh, I will do a whole video with the girls in the car and I will show you.
Perfect.
And then we can post it for everyone else to understand why these car seats are awesome. Sorry, these car seat trays are awesome. The other thing that I honestly would be against getting puzzles. Partly because if you lose a piece, the puzzle is pretty much not complete anymore. And that would just be annoying unless someone's going to sit in the back seat with her and do that, because.
Well, that was kind of a thing that I can do when my niece and nephew are in the car with her. Like, they can help her.
Yeah. If someone's like in the back seat with her, I think it would be cool to like do a puzzle, but like, if she's by herself, she's going to throw something and then you're never going to find that puzzle piece ever.
I also need to bring toys and stuff for when we're there, so they can always stay for when we're actually at the cottage.
So my kids right now are obsessed with Frozen. We just started on to Frozen 2 because we're cycling through them. And I'm hoping by the time Frozen 2 gets through, Frozen 3 will be out. But then I didn't realize that it's coming out in like the latter half of 2023. So I think I introduced Frozen 2 a little too soon. But oh well. So we have Elsa dolls. We also have these like Leapfrog puppies that I haven't even set up yet. And my kids are now at the point where they're like, mommy, go do this. And I'm like, okay, I'll set your puppies up. They're obsessed with them. They sleep with them. I have to take them out of their crib at night because they roll over on them at like 6 a.m. and the puppy wakes them up by talking. And then I have to take then the kids are awake at like 6 a.m. The other thing to prepare for road trip activities, if you have them, and these may or may not come in time for your trip, but there's something that you can buy online that like attaches to like car seat trays or to the child's clothing that like you can attach a pen to, or you can attach a soother to. I would suggest getting that for some dolls if they can wrap around like the arm of the doll if your kid throws things, just so that it's still attached, kind of like a rock climber and their tools so that you can get it. Something else the girls really like in the car is, honestly, they love paper straws. I don't know why. They're the stupidest thing in the world, but I have silicone straws. So I would probably give each of them a silicone straw to play with, because sometimes toys are not always the best. They want something else.
Right.
My kids also each have their own notebook with a pen so that they can write down things. They're writing down nothing, but it's getting them used to like learning to write for like letters and stuff. So I just do that. And sometimes I'll write like stories in their notebooks. Like it's literally nothing. It's me writing out like my grocery list or like all the things that I want to do in the day, like a to-do list. And then they color over it, which I don't really care about, but they think that they're drawing where mommy's drawn. So that's something else. I'm just trying to think of all the other things that I've done to preoccupy my kids in the car. We have tried to like look out the window and like, oh, look, it's a tractor or a field or trees or look at the pretty house or cows or whatever is in the field. We'll do that for like 20 minutes or if there's something interesting to look at. You're like making like additional items on here. I do not have tablets for my kids. I probably won't get them to for my kids until they're like, I want to push it to four, but I feel like I mean, they're going to be three in a couple months. So I feel like I should be able to get to four without tablets, but definitely tablets, and preload the tablet with content that you want your kids to watch. Do not just like let them go on Netflix. Like you should be able to have downloaded content because you're going to kill your data, especially if you're in another country. That's insane.
Yeah. No. So I have a tablet for Ella. She got one for her birthday. Ella does not normally handle the car very well. So the tablet helps us very much getting to and from daycare, especially now when our drive is much longer than it used to be. So it's like a lifesaver, but she knows that like she only gets to watch it in the car. So she's not going to watch it the whole time. She's going to get bored with it. Like kids get bored with everything. And my plan is to hold off on the tablet as long as possible or until nap time. And then she'll put herself to sleep with it too. So, cause I loaded some like nap time ones on there. So it should be good.
So the other thing,
what is that?
Spotify playlist. First of all, there's a Cocomelon playlist that is like literally every Cocomelon song known to man. But because also my kids are obsessed with Frozen, there's Frozen playlists too, or like Disney playlists that you can put on that if you're just like, oh my God, I just need to listen to something else. The Cocomelon playlist will buy you about 20 minutes. Just saying.
Well, I've loaded all Cocomelon on her tablet. Like I filled her tablet with Cocomelon. And I have tried to add some games for her, but she is clearly not ready for them. So I am going to uninstall them and add some other videos for her.
What about, I'm just thinking of like either matching or like drawing. Like there's a drawing app that she can draw with her finger. So it's basically like she's finger painting, but there's no mess. And you can save the pictures too.
I'll have to look into that.
I'll have to find it because I remember seeing it and I was like, oh, this is an amazing app. And then I'm like, no.
All right. So when you're traveling and you're stuck in a car, messes happen and you need to be prepared. So things you need for cleaning up messes. And as Erica already touched on it, wipes and like extra wipes, because that's your best bet for cleaning a lot of things up, especially sticky things. I'm going to do my best to not give Ella sticky things, but you know, it happens.
Strawberries are sticky.
Yeah.
And red and stain.
Mm-hmm. But my plan is to bring wipes, obviously extra wipes. We will have lots of extra wipes because we're going for a week and to a cottage that has nothing. So not nothing, but probably no baby stuff. This is not a cottage set up for a baby. I'm also planning on having paper towels in my car, extra like grocery plastic bags, Lysol wipes in case anything needs to be sanitized, extra clothes, travel potties. I'm not bringing my travel potty because I'm going to potty train when we get back.
I just like all the convenience of like how the potty, travel potty held stuff.
Oh, like in the pot, like the side part though?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're going to use it, it makes sense. If you're not going to use it, it doesn't make sense. Did you find a code? And you need to make sure you have access to everything. Easy reaching to all of this stuff in case you need it.
I'm going to also say, if you're going to get plastic bags, the dollar store I found, and I have this like in between my front seat and back seat, like organizer, little shelf thing, which holds like a box of Kleenex and some stuff. I have a, it generally should go like on a cupboard door with like a garbage bag that can fit in there. I love it because I can literally reach my hand back and put stuff in the garbage, and the girls can also kind of like throw things in the garbage. For the most part, some stuff does and doesn't make it, but.
So I've bought, they have like at Dollarama, they have this white bin with a blue lid and it like is on hinges and it opens and closes. I am going to use that as a garbage can because right now I don't have a garbage can in my car and it drives me absolutely bonkers. And we're going to be in the car for a long period of time. I want a garbage. So I've already bought it. I've already bought a bunch of organizing things for my car and I'm very excited for my new car. All right. Anything else for messes in the car?
No. No, the only thing I will say for this is like, if you're gonna have like I said, get a bag to put like in the back seat, or if you're by yourself in the front seat, and it should be everything that you need for your kids. So like, it should be diapers, wipes, diaper cream, change of clothes, their snacks, but it should also have like the cleanup stuff. So for me, like I use Norwex and like, I really like those cloths. So like I will keep in a whole sized Enviro cloth or like three or four of the travel size Enviros in my car because I can like, I can wet it and then I can just give it to my kids because they're old enough that they'll just like wipe their hands. They're like, mommy, I'm done. It's like, when we get to the next stop, I'll just rinse them out and keep going. And then when we get there, I have like powder detergent that I can use to make like to clean them. So it's not a big deal. I would probably recommend getting plastic bags from the dollar store. And if you can, take a whole spare bag of like dog poop bags, one for the diapers, two, because you're probably going to get your kid chewing something and then spitting it out and you literally have nowhere to put it. And I know this sounds like a huge plastic waste, but I don't care. If you are able to fill like a larger garbage bag with a whole bunch of little plastic garbage bags, it will save you on smell in the car, which another reason why I like the travel potty, because it comes with like the freezer bags. So for me, I like it because I can do a freezer bag and I can do all their wipes and their diapers and like anything else that I need to throw in there. And then I zip it shut. So they're going potty, but then I'm also using it as a garbage bag.
No, that's perfect.
So last week we did not, or last episode, we did not do our product alert. But I went to the Pinery Market, which is up near Grand Bend, Ontario, with my mom and my kids. And we stopped by this wine and cider thing. And they were like, do you want a free sample? And I was like, I absolutely want a free sample. And then like beside, like on the edge, they had these things called can covers. And I was like, oh my God, mom, they fit skinny cans and big cans. And they fit on either. Now they're designed for alcoholic beverages, but they work for pop too.
Well, yeah, because they're a can.
And it's a lid. Now, I don't know if you hold your can upside down and you fill it, if it's going to keep the liquid in. But having this on, you can't actually stick your tongue in the can anymore, which is a huge thing with toddlers because they like to stick their tongue in things. And that is freaking sharp. Two, it can close it. So if you're outside in the summer and your kids are like, I just want two sips of a pop and then I'm going to sip it in 15 minutes. You can close the pot back up so bees don't get into it, which is a huge thing. It comes in 7 different colors and it's $3 each. How amazing is that?
That is amazing. I want all 7 colors.
I know. We didn't ask for any compensation for this. I'm just plugging them because they are amazing. I did actually look into these. They are on Etsy, but I feel like they're more money on Etsy. And this was the cheapest one I found. So I was like, hey, because we are like frugal and budget savvy, this is who I wanted to plug. And because they're local and their wine and cider is amazing. If you're in Ontario and you're in the Grand Bend area, please go check them out.
They do have ordering some ciders. Those look good.
I know. The peach one is delicious. They also, if I can just go over to cider, there's one that's not like here. The strawberry mojito one's really good. I really like it. And like, honestly, $3.95 for a cider is not that bad, in my opinion, especially when it's a craft cider that you can't get anywhere else.
And now they're great. They're good.
They have wine. Like, how can you go wrong?
Wine.
I know.
I'm definitely going to be checking them out.
Yes. I'm probably going to end up buying more of the can covers. Like it states, they fit every can. I absolutely love them. I'm going to be buying 2 more for the girls, but we're also going to be going back to the winery, back to Pinery Market. So if I don't get them there, I'll probably have to make a trip to the winery itself, which, oh darn.
Shucks.
Sucks. They just have more like colors at the winery, so I'm not really mad about that. They also have tall can koozies, and they have some pretty cool clothing merch, including the ponytail hat, which is so cute. And they have a soy candle. There's so many things. And some stuff is sold out. Unfortunately, they are a local business, so I think they're really feeling the hit of COVID, in all honesty, with being sold out of items. These I have not seen sold out. I've checked their website the last week and a half. They are not sold out as of yet, which is awesome. So,
perfect. Yes. Awesome.
We are going to put a link to this in our link tree.
Yay. I'm definitely going to be checking them out. So that was Shale Ridge. Is it winery?
Shale Ridge Winery and Cidery, which I think is a cool word.
That is cool. Shale Ridge Estate Winery and Cidery. Check them out.
Yes.
I'm sure they ship probably anywhere.
I believe so. They may be restricted. Hold on.
Delivery.
Have Ontario wide shipping
for $15.
Which.
And get it in 1 to 5 business days.
Please note our couriers are experiencing higher than normal volumes. Please allow us an extra couple days for delivery. For $15, I feel like I may just go back to the winery itself.
For you, but for me, it's not worth it.
That's what I mean. So they are unfortunately only Ontario wide. So if you are one of our international listeners or you are listening from outside of the province of Ontario, I'm sorry that I plugged this company. There is different other can covers that you can buy. This is just specifically the one that we're plugging because I think that they're amazing.
And we like to support local.
Yes.
Frugal. And we like wine.
It was the best deal that I saw.
Do you want to go first?
Sure.
All right. High or low first?
I'm going to start with my low. Because this is something that needs to be talked about because we've talked about before about advocating for yourself. We're going to get into a little bit of TMI, but whatever. After I had my kids, I got an IUD put in. This is going back a couple months now. I realized that I no longer want to have an IUD in. It's a personal choice. One, because I'm painfully single and the whole point of having a hormonal birth control is just ridiculous. And also, I feel like I'm past the point where I need a birth control. I would just like to have my period normally. So I decided to make the decision to have it removed. I've had an ultrasound. I've had my regular GP try and take it out. And then they were like, your strings are too short. So you need to go see whoever put it in or, go back to your OB. So I went back to my OB. I had an appointment today for 2 p.m. At 5 p.m., I walked back to the reception desk and I was like, I'm sorry. I'm going to reschedule my appointment and you guys are going to pay for my parking. Here's my issue. If I was 3 hours late to this appointment, they would be pissed. I would be paying a fee. I would be the one in trouble. My OB is a super high risk OB. So I get it. Stuff happens. There's crash sections. There's emergency deliveries. I get it. Sometimes you can't get to all of your appointments in a day. But when I went there, they were already behind. I asked if I could leave and go do something because I had something from work that needed to be done. It was time sensitive. So I went and did that. And then I came back. And then I waited for 2 hours and 15 minutes. And finally at 5 o'clock, I'm like, I'm done. I'm not going to wait anymore. This is beyond ridiculous. I'm not going to wait another 2 or 3 hours or however long it's going to take for my doctor to start poking around in my vagina, trying to pull out an IUD. They told me to take two Tylenol before the procedure. So I took the Tylenol at like 1:30 for the 2 o'clock appointment. And then it wore off. And then I took two more at 4 o'clock because I'm like, how much longer? And they were like, well, you're next. So I'm like, okay, I'll take it. It should take effect in a half hour and that should be perfect. 4:30, 4:45, 4:50, 4:55. I was like, I'm done. So I left. I now have to reschedule my appointment and I'm going to talk to the patient services, patient relations. I'm not really sure what the person's name is, but waiting 3 hours with no update or saying, you know, we're sorry, we need to reschedule you. Like you could have just called me and said, we'll reschedule you. So I'm not exactly happy.
No,
I think I called you and I was like, oh, I like rage quit. There was definitely swearing and your daughter was in the car and I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good.
No, which is shocking because we don't swear on the podcast, but I was definitely swearing at Carla.
I totally get it. It's not fun to have to wait, especially for something that you've wanted out for so long.
And to top it all off, I tried to buy some Munchkin stuff and the Munchkin website is giving me massive troubles. And I've tried to order 3 or 4 times on this podcast and my order still won't go through. So I'm kind of, as much as I've had like a good day, I like Munchkin. There's nothing wrong with it, but their website is giving me troubles, which is just like, not everything can go right in your day. I'm still going to be putting the order and I may just have to call my order in tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. What's your high?
I started my day off really good. Last week for me was actually terrible. I think I called Carla like 4 times in the same day crying. Mm-hmm. I was having a bad day.
You were letting like little tiny things that like really didn't matter get to you.
Yeah. Looking back now, it was like that. But in the moment, my world was ending.
I was trying to tell you that and you were just like, no, it's done. It's over. It's done. I'm messed up. I'm going to get fired. And I was like, no, you're not. Like he loves you. Your boss loves you. People make mistakes. You're allowed to make mistakes.
Yes. And one of the mistakes that I thought I made was not even my mistake. It was someone else's mistake and I got blamed for it. And then my boss basically like yelled at that person, which I was totally fine with because it was their fault and not mine. And he's like, yeah, if that ever happens again, let me know and I'll yell at them again. And I was like, thank you for having my back. So today when I went into work, I did my sound meditation. I took my time on things. And also the reason why I walked out of the doctor's appointment is because my time is valuable. I've given you 3 hours of my time. I now need to move on with my day and get some other stuff done. So I'm leaving. And if that's a problem, then it's a problem, but I'm not going to deal with it. I have a court date coming up with my ex in regards to our family law matter. I am hopeful that this is going to go, I don't want to say in my favor, but I want to say in a productive manner that something will get accomplished, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because in family law, the only person that wins are the lawyers because they get to make a ridiculous amount of money over people that are fighting over dumb things.
Yeah.
I started a new workout program and it's lifting weights and I miss lifting weights. And I know that sounds really weird, but like, I really like lifting weights. It's honestly one of my favorite things to do. It makes me feel energized and like I've accomplished something, which like my whole day was I accomplished stuff, but like, I don't know what it is about lifting weights.
It's just a good way for you to start off your day. Getting that like big accomplishment right off the bat.
I do my workouts at the end of the day because I feel like
that's I thought you were doing them in the morning.
No, I like to sleep in the morning. I feel like if I sleep in that extra hour, I actually get more done.
So you changed, you switched, you were getting up an hour earlier.
I know, but now because we like record, like it's already 9:45, like because we're recording later and I'm getting other stuff done at night, by sleeping in the morning, I can get more stuff done at night, which is super helpful.
Absolutely.
And yeah, so those are my highs and lows. And now it's Carla's turn.
All right, I'm going to start with my low because I like to end on a high note. My coworker bestie is gone for the week. And like when I say coworker bestie, like we carpool to work every day and home from work every day. Like we are attached at the hip. We live really close to each other right now. So having her not there is crazy. Also, like having her not in the car also sucks because she helps a lot with Ella on the way to and from work. So like she grabs stuff, she gets Ella whatever she wants kind of thing. And it's back to being just me and Ella in the car, which has been going okay. But like if Ella like drops her baby, then like it's a lot harder for me to pick it up while I'm driving. So really missing her. And like she's on vacation this week. I'm on vacation next week. So we won't even see each other for 2 whole weeks. So I'm sad, but we both deserve a vacation and work is going to go absolutely ridiculous without us there because I do a lot where she sends me stuff and then like, and then I send her a lot of stuff. So she's going to have a ton of emails from me this week. I'm going to have a ton of emails from her next week. And it's just going to be complete and utter chaos the week we're both there. So it should be fun. I'm not really looking forward to that, but then I'm home, I go on vacation for a week and then I'm back to work for 5 days and then I'm on vacation again and I'm going to Halifax. So yay. So my high is like, obviously I'm going on vacation. It's our first family vacation with my entire immediate family. So my brother, his wife and their 2 kids, my sister is flying in with her boyfriend, my parents, and then me, Shane, and Ella are going. So it's very exciting.
I'm excited for you.
It's going to be interesting. I don't think my sister's boyfriend is fully prepared for what is going to come of 3 children all week long, but that's his problem. And my like super exciting high is that I'm getting a new car. I'm getting a Chrysler Pacifica. I don't care if you don't like them. I really want a minivan. It's the only one I can get in a short period of time. My car is almost deemed unsafe to drive. So the sooner I could get one, the better. And it's coming just in time for vacation. So I will probably get it Friday and we leave Sunday. So I've seen it with my own 2 eyes. I've touched it. So I know it's there. It's just a matter of you have to do like this service thing before I get it. So very exciting. I told my salesperson that I don't care what day you get it to me on. It just can't be Sunday. Like it has to be before Sunday. So I don't care if I get it Saturday. I don't care if I get it Friday. I don't care if I get it Wednesday, but it can't be Sunday. So here's hoping. I'm very excited, especially because it will have so much more room. I know my niece and nephew are very excited to ride with us too. So it will be interesting to say the least. I almost don't want them to ride with us, but if they're going to occupy her, it's one thing. If they're just going to put her off, then it's a completely other thing. So it's going to be all right, get back to your own car. It's too bad we can't like throw kids from car to car without stopping. Cause I am like the worst person when driving. Like I don't want to stop. So this is going to be like really hard on me. Like I don't like to stop. Like I can do like 4 hours Niagara to Windsor without stopping. And I really don't want to stop. Shane makes me stop all the time cause he always has to go to the bathroom. But
you guys stop on your way up to London?
No,
you're not that bad.
But like London's like our shortest drive. Like We go to Niagara area all the time because that's where I went to school and I have a bunch of friends there. And like Shane always makes me stop at least once. And I hate stopping. I would rather very close, come close to peeing my pants than stop. I'm like speed demon. I just want to get there and I want to get there fast. So it'll be interesting. I'm very excited. Woohoo, vacation. We also... Stay tuned. We have another traveling podcast coming out after this one. So hopefully you guys like that one too.
So, I feel like you will. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. We appreciate all of the support. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the podcast. Jump over to our social media for all the links about all the stuff that we just talked about. We want to hear from you. Send us a DM or an email. We'll see you on the 15th.